Greetings and blessings to one and all. The peace of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the delightfully quirky people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for May 17th, 2020, the sixth Sunday of Easter. And as always, let's begin with prayer. Living and gracious God, to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you have brought us out to a spacious place where we are called to live a rich and abundant resurrection life, even in the midst of pandemic and quarantine. By your Spirit, teach us how to do that we may show forth your love at all times and to all people. Amen. Today's first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, where we listen in on Paul as he preaches in Athens, the center of philosophy of the ancient Mediterranean world. And we hear how the gospel was translated into the language and lingo, if you will, of the prevailing Greco-Roman culture. The climax of Paul's sermon is the closing affirmation of Christ's resurrection. Reading from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 33, listen for the word of God. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you: the God who made the world and everything in it, who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though God needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he's made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so they would search for God, and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are God's offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some scoffed, but others said, "We will hear you again about this." At that point, Paul left them. So ends the reading. Our gospel reading, again from the Gospel of John's farewell discourse, quotes Jesus preparing the disciples for his departure. Love and faithfulness to his commandments, with the help of the Holy Spirit, will be the means by which all his followers will recognize his continuing presence. Reading from John chapter 14, verses 15 to 21 through 21. Listen again for God's word to us today. Jesus said, "If you love me, You will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal them myself to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.